Money FM 89.3, best of breakfast. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3 with Adrian Abraham and Lin Lee Fu. Time now for Why It Matters. Singapore's credit card spending of $20 billion in Q3 for 2022 is the highest since 2010's level at about $4 billion. What does that mean? Well, a high credit card spending in a country can indicate a strong consumer confidence and a thriving economy.
That's right, Adrian. It may also indicate that people do have disposable income and are comfortable using credit to make purchases. On the flip side, a high level of credit card spending can also lead to increased household debt, which can have negative consequences for both individuals and the wider economy if not managed properly.
So, will this credit card spending trend continue in 2023? And what could it mean for the broader banking sector, asset quality amid a weaker growth outlook and rising recession fears? Well, joining us on the show is Rina Kwok, credit analyst, Asian Financials, Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning.
Good morning, Adrian and Lin. How's everyone?
Good, thank you, Rina. Singapore's banking sector credit card spending hit a record high in Q3 22. Should we be worried about the sector's credit card's asset quality amid weaker global growth? And I hear you have a freshly released report to tell us about too.
Yes, I think this is an interesting data point. Now, we believe that the credit card asset quality and Singapore banking sector could remain healthy this year. Variable asset quality indicators such as bad debt written off and credit card charge offs remain low despite the rising borrowing costs and a weaker growth outlook. And just to put things into perspective, the sector's credit card charge-off rate was 3.5% in the third quarter 2022. And bad debt written off at the sector level also have fallen to about 49 million in SGD. And that's the lowest since 2014. Now, taking a look at the rollover balances as a percentage of disposable income, they are also well below the long-term averages, despite creeping up a little to 2.1% in third quarter 2022.
Rina, we talked about the record high in Q3 22. What's the outlook for Singapore's credit card spending for this year in 2023?
Sure, I think we feel that Singapore banking sector credit card spending could moderate this year. I think after hitting a record high, as consumers are likely to spend more essentials to cover on higher costs amid inflation, recession fears, and higher GST. Now, discretionary spending such as travel might continue to increase until early February, given school holidays and festive seasons. Yet, overall credit card spending might normalize after the festive period, as we believe that elevated home rate might prompt the consumers to save.
So, Rina, as I was saying, you had a research paper just out this morning. What are the possible risks to watch out for in terms of Singapore's credit card debt?
I mean, Singapore's resilient economy and employment could help to temper credit card defaults. But that being said, it could creep up higher if there's a sharper than expected global economic slowdown that pushes Singapore into a recession.
Just going back to what Lin said as well, you know, we have to talk about what this year holds. Looking at the three local banks, should we be worried? I mean, the impact of potential credit card losses from their unsecured retail loan asset quality in 2023. According to you, which Singapore bank's unsecured retail loans asset quality seems to be at most risk?
I think we believe the impact from Singapore banks on secured retail loans is quite minimal given their relatively small share of the bank's loan business and their improving asset quality. Now, CD retail loans may not materially raise the risk of UOB's unsecured retail loans upon the acquisition given its underlying healthy risk profile. Now, taking a look at the local banks, now DBS could face more asset quality risk than its peers arising from the unsecured retail loans, given its sizable loan book and diminished credit quality. Now, just to give some numbers, DBS unsecured retail loans had about 18 billion in SGD in exposure at default, with the highest probability of default among the peers at about 2% in the second quarter 2022. This compares to OCBC with about 6 billion of exposure in Sing dollars, with about 1.2% in the probability of default for the unsecured retail loans.
All right, thank you very much for your time, Rina. We've been speaking to Rina Kwok, credit analyst at Asian Financials at Bloomberg Intelligence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.